Iggy spotted a reflection of himself in the window, and the horns were still there. In the window, he was a glassy, transparent figure, a demonic ghost. "I think I need to go to the doctor," he said.
"You know what I need?" she asked.
"What?"
"Another donut," she said, leaning forward to look into the open box. "You think another donut would be okay?"
He replied in a flat voice he hardly recognized. "What's stopping you?"
"I already had one, and I'm not even hungry anymore. I just want to eat it."
She turned her head and peered up at him, her eyes glittering in a way that seemed both scared and pleading.
"I'd like to eat the whole box."
"The whole box," he repeated.
"I don't even want to use my hands. I just want to stick my face in and start eating. I know that's gross."
She moved her finger from donut to donut, counting.
6. "Do you think it would be okay if I ate 6 more donuts?"
It was hard to think past his alarm and the feeling of pressure and weight at his temples. What she had just said made no sense. Was another part of the whole unnatural bad dream morning. "If you're screwing with me, I wish you wouldn't. I told you I don't feel good."
"I want another donut," she said.
"Go ahead. I don't care."
"Well, okay. If you think it's all right," she said,
and she took a donut, pulled it into 3 pieces, and began to eat, shoving in one chunk after another without swallowing. Soon the whole donut was in her mouth, filling her cheeks. She gagged softly, then inhaled deeply through her nostrils and began to swallow. Iggy watched, repelled. He had never seen her do anything like it. Hadn't seen anything like it since junior high. Kids grossing out other kids in the cafeteria. When she was done, she took a few panting, uneven breaths, then looked over her shoulder, eyeing him anxiously.
"I didn't even like it. My stomach hurts," she said. "Do you think I should have another one?"